Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. For the folks that are watching the show on Facebook and YouTube, I'm going to send you on your way. There is more show to be enjoyed, to be created. And if you want it, you have to go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. You'll see it right there. Follow it. Subscribe to it. You can get it without commercials. And there you go. You can link up your Amazon Prime to utilize the free without commercials. Otherwise, you can pay a few bucks. I don't know the cost and get it commercial free. Either way, it benefits me. If you link up your Amazon Prime, I do actually get dollars and cents. If you pay for commercial free, I do actually get dollars and cents. You're like, why does this happen, EZ? How is that? Well, it's very simple. Twitch is massive, and it is owned by Amazon. And you can get all the content for free, but they will throw in ads, which helps keep the lights on. That's how they make their money. So, because I am a partner. No, I'm not a partner. An affiliate? I don't know the term. I get a little bit of money every time that happens. But if you pay for commercial free each month, I get some of that money. They get the rest. And when you subscribe with your Amazon Prime, I get money for that too. Thank you. They're trying to get you to sign up for Amazon Prime is what they're trying to get you to do. But you know what's interesting? Is with the nasty problems we've been having on Twitch this past 2 weeks. God. I actually went online and I was chatting with one of their employees named Jojo. And I explained what's going on. And Jojo gave me a bunch of troubleshooting tips, which I don't even know how to do. Maybe some of you have knowledge about this type of thing. But let me see exactly what they told me to attempt to do. Try these steps in order to pinpoint your specific issue, Eric. One, replicate this issue in an incognito window / private browsing mode with your browser extensions disabled. That's a different language to me. Log out, disable any VPNs or anti-tracking software you may be using. Also, another language. After that, they suggest clear your browser's cache and cookies. You'll need to log into your account again. You can find instructions on how to do this here. And then they sent me a link. Okay. And then the final thing that I can attempt to do, according to Jojo in the Twitch office, try a different browser entirely. Try using a different network. Okay, don't know what that means. I know what the browser means. Follow step two again, incognito window with extensions disabled. And when you encounter the issue again, open the browser's console. Instructions are here. And send me a full screen screenshot showing everything, the problem, entire browser window, and console log. Please follow the above instructions and contact us back if you face any struggles. So I don't know what any of that means. I felt like such a dumb cock. Corey says, I can't wait for Dan Clancy, the CEO of Twitch, to testify in front of Congress. Corey knows a thing or two about this, says that he understands all of that. So, Corey, I might even have to tap you for help. I've got Anthony the Brain, from Q100. He can help me with that. So I can go with Corey, the brain, or Alan from Blue Frost IT. Do all this shit for me. That might be my suggestion. Alan's here. He says, I just sent you an email, EZ. Corey says, EZ, the CEO of Discord, Twitch, and Reddit, and one other one that I can't remember, have been asked to testify in front of Congress about extremism on their platforms. Oh, boy. Yeah, I think you get people that are on these type of platforms that talk shit about whatever. You know, this is in the light of Charlie Kirk and the Trump assassination. So I think that that must be what they're trying to root out. What about Rumble? Isn't that like a right-wing type of thing? And I don't know if right-wing MAGA folks are in the extremism business right now because Daddy is the top dog in office. You know? Corey says Rumble is right-wing, so they don't care. Exactly. That's what this is. So this is politically motivated, which is pretty much goes hand-in-hand with everything in politics. So they're going to get a bunch of right-wingers on a Senate subcommittee screaming at these CEOs and giving them the business. It's pretty much just for show. Doesn't mean anything. Let's see here. Adam sent along the face that I made during the moment of truth. As Birch Barlow says, meh, Rumble is free speech more than anything. I should get on Rumble. I should put this show onto Rumble. In addition to what I'm already doing. Twitch does have a streamer called Hassan Piker that's an extreme leftist. He's a real problem, even if you're a liberal. He's so far left that you probably don't like him. Well, I'm more to the right than you think. I'm so far to the right that I'm the one saying that taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for my insurance. Badger says, why haven't you gone on to Rumble? It's because it's just something to do that I haven't yet done. No good reason. There's never a good reason for me not doing things. It's just I didn't do it. Badger says you could go head-to-head with Steel Toe. Bread Bull Brain Chris says you could go head-to-head with the Boomer Bunker. Oh, I love those guys. Hold on a second. I gotta respond to a text. Why can't I hear this? All right, I'm gonna take a break. All right. Comments, questions, concerns. Kick might be a better fit if it's still kind of right-wingish, but it's nowhere near as bad as Rumble. I want to be on all of them. I have the ability to do that. There's a piece of software. Here, I'll share it with you. This is Restream. So Streamlabs is the software that puts together the video and makes it so I can share video and read your comments. And you can build your page, all those graphics behind it, and the logos of the sponsors. That's all through StreamYards. StreamYards has a key that you then insert into Restream, totally different software. And that software then spits it out to your platforms. And as you can see, the only platforms that I'm on are YouTube and Facebook. Twitch, X, I don't even bother with. And TikTok is weird. Every time I go live on there, one show, I get a message that says you're suspended for a week. And I don't know what I've done to get suspended for a week. Thank you, Branjo. 1 year of subscribing to this show with Prime. Thank you. But I should put Rumble and Kick and Bumble and Fuckface and Cocksucker and whatever the fuck they are up there. I don't give a shit. Just more people to check out the show. And again, why? No good reason. Why have I not done it? No good reason at all. Thank you to Alan, who sent along a a still shot from the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast the other day when the Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm moment happened on the show with this crazy-ass M. Night Shyamalan plot twist. It says, here's your face when the truth was revealed. Dude, you could have knocked me over with a feather. That was fucked. I give you so much credit for keeping that together. I give you... I'm not even going to say anything else. If I say anything else, I'm going to blow it. Nick says, I'm pissed. I can't remember. How could you fucking... Well, you indicated that you had just had surgery, so you were still on some medicine. Go back and watch it. You have to go back. All right. I just got some interesting news. Radio news. I don't want to say anything right now. That's why I went away. King's Room Barbershop invites you to stop by one of their three locations. By the way, I reached out to all these sponsors. Have you heard from the nose? This crazy bitch is calling people. Allegedly crazy bitch is calling people. Trying to get me canceled. Be on the lookout. I just sent her this asshole a cease and desist. They said, well, that would be stupid if she did do that because we spend money with GRD. I have audience members that have reached out to me and said, we are going to listen to that show. And if there's anything they say that can be used against them from their in relation to the sponsors, they're going to send it to them. And I'm like, well, I can't stop you from doing anything. That's not my place. I mean, that's what's being done to me. If you want to do that, that's totally up to you. You can frame it any way you like. I'm not the boss of you. King's Room Barbershop, three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Get your hair cut there. It'll cost you $21 for just a haircut. If you want a little bit more, maybe a color. Maybe you want to get the mustache, like handlebar mustache. Is that your thing? What are you doing, Bruce? Anyway, their website is kingsroom.net, kingsroombarbershop.com. I'm sorry, kingsroom.net is their website. I said kingsroom.net, and then I said kingsroombarbershop.com. What an asshole. Get a haircut from King's Room. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. If you're the type of dickhead who, let's say you want to replace the bearings on your 2016 Subaru, and you're a dumb hillbilly, and come up with a way to do it, and you spend like $30 with new parts on Scamazon, and then you're sitting there in your hillbilly property working on it, and then you lose the pin for the emergency brake. That's because you didn't go to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Quit doing it yourself and having bad things happen to you. Reach out to them at 616-532-6600. They will take care of the problem for you. 616-532-6600. Their team of skilled professionals work tirelessly to make sure that you are on the right track in getting your problem solved or the preventative maintenance that you need to keep your vehicle running. They work on all makes and models, including hybrids and EVs. Cole on the nose says, how dumb is she? People could do the same thing to free beer and hot wings. They are. That's what I was getting at. I've had several audience members say to me, since you talked about this, we're going to record their show or download the podcast, and anything that sounds fucked up, we're going to send it to their sponsors. Okay. I'm not doing that, but if you want to do that, that's up to you. Megan says, the radio news that Eric went away for is the blue balls I was referring to. With Cole saying people could do the same thing to free beer and hot wings. Megan says, yes, and they are spending so much more money to advertise on the radio. Easier to walk away from that. All right. Where was I? I don't even think that I've... I haven't yet kicked anybody out here. I still have the Facebook and YouTube audience here, but I'm going to say goodbye to you now. Thank you. Bruce looking cute. I think he's got to go potty. That's why he looks the way he does. And he's just waiting for me to move so he can go out. O'Neill's got a vet appointment today. Megan says the ears perked up when I said potty. Want to go potty? Go outside? Okay, go outside is the thing. If you say go outside like that. See, he can hear me saying go outside. And he's like, yeah, it's time, asshole. He knows what that means. Go outside. Megan says, take that baby outside. He's fine. It'll be another half hour or 40 minutes or so. He'll fall right to sleep. O'Neill goes to the dock today. And so last night I was taking him for a walk, and I have to bring a bag of poo for them to determine that everything's all right, you know, like heartworm shit. And so... typically, I would do that today. And by the way, Maureen says, Bella perked up when you said, go outside. LOL. So I'm taking him for a walk yesterday, and it's 3:45, and he goes potty. So, you know, got the bag, take care of it. And I go, hey, maybe... by the way, Maureen says heartworm is a blood test. Oh, okay. Well, they did ask for a bag of poo, and I don't know what for, but they did ask for it. So they're going to do something anyway. So I go, well, he just went number two now. And so I call up and I go, hey, and I explain what's up. And I go, he just went. She goes, well, typically it has to be 24 hours. Like, we'll accept a sample if it's within 24 hours. And I go, well, what time? They go, well, and your appointment's at 3, and it's 3:45 right now, so you're safe. So I go, yes! So that worked out. It's in the bed of my truck. Corn Pop says, they just want to make you collect a bag of shit. They're not going to do anything with it. As I sit here, I keep having waves of nausea. More than one time I've been talking on the show today, and I felt like barfing. And I know that it'll leave, and that's what's been happening to me. Tova says headache, dizziness. Yes, all of those things. You may not have been here at the beginning of the show, but I got they jammed... three diseases into me yesterday. And I haven't yet talked about this because I got distracted, but I am going to talk about it now. Joe Martinez says, I told you. Now, you got to know, Joe's a fucking moron. They put three diseases into me now. And I at the time, I mean, I probably knew this, but I forgot. So I don't know what's actually happening when they give you a vaccine. So I looked it up. And what's happening here is they put like a little bit of the disease in you. So pneumonia, COVID, and flu. I'm simplifying this, but I have to because we're all dumb. And when you start to get a headache and dizziness and the chills, that is called a... Does anybody know what this is called? When your body starts to do things? Headache, tired, aches. What is that called? It's called a blank response. Does anyone know what that is? Can you fill in the blank? Thank you. Thank you. Megan knows, Stevie knows, immune response, building up immunity. Yes, that's exactly what it is. So you feel a little crappy, but not that bad. And it fades in 2 weeks. Now my body has prepared itself for the war. When these things are introduced into my system, it will already have taken the step of having the troops ready, mobilized, and then they attack. Like right now inside of my system, do you remember when Russia invaded Ukraine? It took a while to build up at the border. And then, boom, right now my troops are building up at the border, getting ready for the fight that may happen in the future. So I am prepared, and I feel good about that. Now, if you are a dumb fuck like Joe, who thinks that COVID is the flu, now he's basing that simply on Mexican, okay? He is just saying, I'm Mexican, so I'm a stubborn fuck. And because of that, I have determined that COVID is the flu. And that's why Mexicans are dumb and they want to come into the U.S. All right, that's what we know. This is not anything you can argue with. I mean, we just have him as a case study. Tophus says, I'm surprised that Joe thinks COVID is just the flu. That's a very anti-vax thing to say. Of course. And that was all started by the right. And you're right. He is an interesting soul. He hates Trump. He hates Trump. But he's also an anti-vaxxer. So that's weird, you know, because a lot of those patriots are anti-vaxxers and those dumb fucks. So anyway. That's what I'm faced with. And I just don't feel great. I got a headache, but I will say this, despite the headache and, the symptoms that I'm experiencing, I am very, very sharp today. And I credit the going to bed early and, basically just my general machismo, to keep me as focused as possible. Joe Martinez says they told Trump pinche tu madre? Now, look, do you folks remember when we had Gabe the Honduran in a conference call with Joe Martinez? Now, I don't believe this to be true, but Gabe the Honduran accused Joe of being a fake Mexican. I had never heard that piece of terminology before, but that's what he referred to him as. And he says he speaks Spanglish. And I go, I don't know what that is either. He goes, well, I'm just telling you, we're all Mexican here. Is that paintball? Because he's, you know, Honduran, him and his son. And all these Mexicans are there. We're playing paintball together. He goes, look, and they have a big conference. They had a whole big conversation about Joe Martinez. They all know of Joe, and they think he's a goddamn phony. And I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. How could you possibly say that? They go, no, he's not even a real Mexican. They think he's like a white guy. Like the real Mexicans, in their opinion, they say that they are the real Mexicans and that Joe is not even a real Mexican. And I had those two on the line to discuss it, and I don't think they had a common ground between them. And so Gabe the Honduran thinks Joe is a white guy. Corey says Spanglish is when you're mixing Spanish and English together. Correct. That's what they're saying Joe does. Hold on a second. Hey, quit. Stop. Darla, she's giving me side eye. Diddy is being sentenced right now. In fact, that started at 10. It may have already come down. He is facing 10 years on prostitution charges. I don't think it's happened yet. But at 10 a.m., that was supposed to get going. Now, he beat the rap on the big charges. Diddy, yesterday, reached out to the judge. And this story has become available. He wrote a letter to the judge, which it has been revealed. Now, if you're being accused or you've been convicted of prostitution, you know, across state lines, which is, I believe, part of what he was convicted of, and you face up to 10 years in prison, this is a good move. He wrote the judge and said that he is now a new man, after realizing that he was broken to the core. He told the judge, who is an Armenian, Subramanian, that with his, that is Judge Aaron, A-R-U-N, that's kind of like our very own Aram, Aaron Subramanian, that this, that with his mind clear of drugs and alcohol after a year in jail, he can see how rotten he had become before his arrest, September of 2024. That case led to his conviction on two prostitution-related counts. His sentencing hearing is set to begin Friday morning. I think he would, like, get up people that he knew, and he would transport them to the freak-offs. And then those were big orgies, those freak-offs. But I'm pretty sure that those were determined, like the charges about the freak-offs didn't really stick. And he had said, and with through his attorney, that those were consensual freak-offs. And the jury bought it. They said, yeah, you know, it was a crazy time. You were just, everybody was having sex with everybody, and we believe you. We believe that those were just orgies. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Tofus does not believe Diddy. He says he, when he gets out, he'll go right back to smack and pissing and shitting on women. Well, they pointed out, though, that the pissing and the shitting on the women was consensual. Like, there was actual videos of women saying, give me some shit and piss on me. Which, that's horrible. I mean, who wants to do that? But I guess that was a thing. Tofus says the jury was stupid. Tofus says brainwashed people. Yeah, I don't know. All I know, look, if I'm at a party, and let's say, you know, I turn around, and I get some hors d'oeuvres, maybe some mozzarella on like a brioche bun with a little olive oil and some arugula and a cherry tomato with a toothpick in it. And I pull that off and I'm eating. I turn around and there's a woman saying, how about you take a dump on me? I mean, I'm not going to be staying at that party very long. If I'm at a party, the one thing that is not negotiable is where everybody goes to the bathroom. Like, everybody that has to go potty, if I'm at a party, they're going to have to be in the actual, like, near a toilet. That you know, like we all do. I can't be subjected to poo-poo-pee-pee-caca out in the open like that. I mean, what type of malfunction do you have to have going on where that's part of the game plan? Hogog L1 says, first Cole says, wait a minute, I'm missing the conversation. Cole says, even though we have problems, we're still the best. Hogog says, that's true, but don't you think that maybe invading and destroying other countries, you can just have a cheaper... See, I don't know what these guys are talking about, so I can't really get involved in that one. There's like a sidebar conversation going on. Tofus weighs in with, there is nothing in that man that is redeemable. He has money and power, and most people with money and power end up on the Epstein Island abusing people. Yes. That's why there needs to be like a class that Warren Buffett puts on about how to behave when you have money. How you can act like a normal, productive human being despite being incredibly wealthy. I think that people ultimately would be happier, don't you? Occasionally you'll hear about the football player who, you know, is the third string quarterback for like 5 years, and he takes every penny that he made and he invested it. And based on that time where he like threw four passes, he's wealthy beyond his belief because he was smart with his money. Bob with the question, what's worse, pee-pee poo-poo fetish or feet fuckers? Okay, hold on a second. Look, I love the human foot, but it's not all sexual. Feet are beautiful, but I don't even look at feet the same way that you're describing it. For example, if I'm hanging out at a family member's house and there's like a six-month-old baby there, baby feet are adorable. Now, I realize that talking about I love baby feet makes some of you think that that's a little weird. But it's truly not. Baby feet are adorable. Similarly, dog paws are adorable. An appropriate, adorable foot on a lady is incredible. Dudes can have nice feet. I remember I saw Hot Wings' foot when I was at the radio station. I was doing stretches on the ground or something. And I said to him, I go, you have incredibly dainty looking feet. He has a thin foot with a lot of like articulations in it. He has a nice looking foot. So I just wanted to make sure that we're on the same page. That when I talk about feet, it's not all deviant. You assholes make it such. There still appears to be discussion about country unity. I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole. I'm having too much fun talking about feet. There is a block of people who have foot fetishes and will jerk off just looking at them. Yeah, that's bad news. I don't like that. Kitty beans, toe beans. Oh, my God. They're great. They're just adorable. All right. A little bit more on Diddy. A jury in July acquitted Diddy of sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy charges, but he still faced a possibility of years in jail. Combs' lawyer says he should go free this month, arguing his year behind bars has been enough of a penalty, while prosecutors want at least 11 years in prison. Combs said to the judge, there is no one to blame for my current reality and situation but myself. In my life, I have made many mistakes, but I am no longer running from them. He said, I am so sorry for the hurt that I caused, but I understand that the mere words, I'm sorry, will never be good enough, as these words alone cannot erase the pain from the past. He's also apologized for attacking Cassie. The scene and images of me assaulting Cassie play over and over in my head daily, Combs wrote. I literally lost my mind. I was dead wrong for putting my hands on the woman that I love. I'm sorry for that and always will be. In her letter to the judge ahead of sentencing, Ventura dismissed Combs' claims of remorse and said, I know that who he was to me, the manipulator, the aggressor, the abuser, the trafficker, is who he is as a human. So she's not falling for it. That sounds about right. Armenian behavior, they're not easily swayed. She wrote, he has no interest in changing or becoming better. He will always be the same cruel, power-hungry, manipulative man that he is. I take that back. That is not the judge saying that. That is Cassie Ventura saying that. I thought that sounded weird. So strike that from the record. So if you're the judge now, does this affect, because if you're a judge worth anything, you have to eliminate bias when it comes to your sentence. So you could be a judge that hates the poo-poo caca at the freak-off, but you still cannot let that affect the scales of justice. A good judge does not weigh in. Becca Shea says, why doesn't he say sorry to the victims instead of the judge? Well, because he's trying to manipulate the judge. That's why. Now, I am hopeful that neither the poo-poo caca affects the judge's decision, the same way I hope that Diddy's words affects the judge's decision. I think he should get more than the 1 year he served in jail while waiting for all of this to sort out, because he was held without bond. But I mean, who knows if he deserves 11 years. I would say this. If he does get the 11 years, so be it. So be it. Why not? Why not? However, is he getting a Lifetime Achievement Award sentence because of poo-poo caca during the freak-offs? Or is he, as a first-time offender, being convicted of prostitution, is this, can the case be made that it's too heavy-handed for a first-time offender? That's an interesting point of view. I mean, let's be honest here. If you got busted, let's say Becca Shea here decided to hire a bunch of prostitutes and she got busted, and it's the first time she's ever gotten busted legally for anything, all right? She would want to have a fair trial and be judged by this action, this one action, and this one action only. Fair to say this first offense should get a punishment that wouldn't be as great as the second or third offense. Fairness in sentencing is important, I think. I think I did a marvelous job of setting the table for Diddy's sentencing. We actually have a picture of him here. This is at the freak-off. It says here, Combs' baby oil-soaked freak-off sex parties were a focus of the trial. Now, I don't think he's putting baby oil on the towel or anything. I think he's just walking around without a shirt on and a very expensive set of jewelry on his body. He's also accused, well, he's been talked about. Combs was the kingpin of a criminal enterprise that plotted a bevy of crimes over decades, including setting Kid Cudi's Porsche on fire and breaking into his home in a jealous rage over the rapper's relationship with Cassie. All right, we'll see. Hogo is here. I think Hogo's a new name here, and welcome to you. Making your presence felt in the chat. We always like new information about new people. Can you tell us where you're from? We'd like to get that information. We'd like you also to not be a stranger. So make sure you follow this show on Twitch and subscribe. That would be excellent too, because we'd love to have you around here as a regular contributing to the chat. Cole says, what about Tupac's murder? Well, what about it? That's still an unsolved thing right now. There's been a lot of theories about that, but I don't think anybody has any idea who the hell murdered Tupac. The whole Tupac and Biggie thing. All right, I'm going to leave it right here with this story. The Pope is getting some blowback because people who say that they are pro-life, like anti-abortion, the Pope, who is an American, is saying, not so fast. I don't know that you are pro-life. The Pope And this is pissing the conservative Catholics off. Pope Leo, I always love this when the popes throw a curveball. Like, for example, Pope Francis was the first pope to say, "Who am I to judge?" Now, he did a little walk the walk, not exactly talk the talk, but at least it was a start. I'll give him that. But like in the 1980s, there were edicts handed down by the papacy saying no, you know, to American bishops and cardinals. We will oppose vocally any laws in the United States that open the door for legal equal rights of gay people compared to non-gay people. Think about that. A leader of the largest religious institution in the world said, we will oppose laws that are welcoming and supportive of equal rights to gay people. You can look that up. That was in the 1980s under Pope John Paul II. And that kind of continued after John Paul died, and you had Pope Benedict. Francis kind of put things on its ear a little bit when he said, who am I to judge, and allowed for priests and bishops to bless unions, but not in the church. Like, you couldn't walk into a church as a gay couple and get blessed in front of the congregation. But, like, if you met the Pope in, like, the rectory or at your house or whatever, he would bless your union as ordered by the Pope. So now Leo gets in here, the Chicago dude, and he is intervening for the first time in an abortion dispute, and that is pissing off the rest of the Catholic Church. But he's the boss, so he's like, fuck you. He's raising the seeming contradiction over what it really means to be pro-life. Because how often have we heard Catholics like pro-life, pro-life, pro-life? You can't get an abortion, you know, this, that, the other thing. Stevie's here. She loves abortion. She says, I love abortion talk. It's so stupid. Lots of priests are gay anyway. Yeah, that's true. You know, the idea is the Catholics are like, yeah, they can be gay. They just can't have sex. And it's kind of like a don't ask, don't tell in the Catholic Church. Pope Leo from Chicago was asked late Tuesday about plans by Chicago Cardinal Blaise Kupich to give a Lifetime Achievement Award to Illinois Senator Dick Durbin for his help for his work helping immigrants. The plan drew objection from some conservative U.S. bishops because Dick Durbin has supported abortion rights. So the cardinal in Chicago's going to give an award to Dick Durbin, and the bishops are like, whoa, whoa, whoa! He supports abortion. Fuck that! Pope said, no, no, no. You hold up. He called first for all, for respect for both sides, but he pointed out the contradiction in some debates. Quote from the Pope, someone who says I'm against abortion, but says I'm in the favor of the death penalty is not pro-life. Someone who says I'm against abortion, but I'm in agreement with the inhumane treatment of immigrants in the United States, that is not pro-life. Okay, so all these hillbillies that are like, yeah, we got to defend the borders from these fucking fruit pickers. And hell no, my daughter's not having an abortion. The Pope just told you to go fuck yourself. The Pope did. Leo, whose words echoed a common Catholic argument often made in discussions about abortion, spoke hours before the cardinal announced that Durbin, this is all for naught, he actually declined the award. Durbin said, thank you anyway, but let's just avoid this, and I don't want the award. Church teaching forbids abortion, but it also opposes capital punishment as inadmissible under all circumstances. U.S. bishops in the Vatican have strongly called for humane treatment of migrants, citing the biblical command to welcome the stranger. So that's what he's saying. He's saying if you can't have your cake and eat it too. You have to be all pro-life. You can't be saying, well, that bastard murdered five people. We got to put him to death. The point of the Catholic Church has always been a respect for life. You cannot take life in any way. That's why contraception is such a problem. If you pull out, see, Diana doesn't have the parts anymore, which is illegal, by the way, in the Catholic Church. Pooh Bear, when she was having her third baby, she had the child, Madison, at a Catholic hospital. And the doc put in, what the fuck was his name? Great doc. He might be dead now. He had MS. He didn't have MS at the time, but that didn't matter. He was going to tie Pooh Bear's tubes to keep her from getting pregnant again because she can only give birth through cesarean section, and there was so much scar tissue that it would have been a catastrophe. So he wanted to make it so she couldn't get pregnant anymore. So they said, you cannot. It's a Catholic hospital. You will not do that procedure. He did it anyway. He said, what are you going to do? I'm the one delivering the babies. I've got the juice. Fuck you. So he did it and didn't charge her. I don't know what that means. I mean, I don't know what happens. You have to cauterize something or whatnot. In the Catholic Church, the only type of contraception can be the rhythm method. When you examine the woman's menstrual cycle or ovulation cycle, and then you batch inside of the woman at the appropriate times in that cycle, and she won't get pregnant. She will only get pregnant at a certain time during that month when all the moving parts are in the right places. That's called the rhythm method. That is the only accepted condom. No condoms. Nope. You can't blow load on titties. Nothing. You can't do it in your hand and throw it at the dog. A problem. That's the Catholic way to go. Trust me, I know this. They told me that a million times. Cole says, ridiculous question. What about the face? Is that approved? No. And she cannot eat it either. All right? It can only go inside of there. That's by rule. By law. And then Megan with these. What about the Catholic priest? That's another great question. That makes this all weird. Oh. Oh, God. Becca Shea says, this is so stupid, or those rules are so stupid. Well, yeah. But, if you go to any organized religion, there are going to be things that make you go, what? So, as you know with me, the constant evolution of your old pal, EZ, there was a time that I wouldn't even have considered leaving the Catholic Church. And it wasn't until Madison and her gayness, the information that she is in fact a shrub scout, made me realize, all right, fuck this shit. All sorts of horrible comments. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, no drain babies. Corey says, it's okay as long as it goes in her eyes so she can't see the Lord when it's happening. That's awful. Stevie says, BBBC, what is a drain baby? All right, I don't know what the BBBC is. A drain baby is when you pound your pud in like the shower and then your man glaze goes down the drain. That's what a drain baby is. But as you know, I am not affiliated with any religious organization. And I still believe in God and I still believe in Jesus. BBBC equals Bread Bull Brain Chris. Exactly. I should have known that. My bad. So a BJ in the shower finished on chest and to the drain is a serious no-no. Megan asks that question in the world of Catholics. Now, no Catholics do this. They don't follow any of these rules. No one. None of them. Okay? Can you imagine the world if they did? And not only do they not follow these rules, but they don't go to confession to say these things, because by the letter of the law, you cannot take communion until you confess all the stuff you did during the week. There should be a 5-mile line outside of the door of the confessional, and there's no one ever there. Adam's got a Catholic question. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, easy, you're going to get a call later to edit that audio quote. Hey, knock at the door. Hey, yeah, I know it's 4 a.m., but yeah, I was just being funny with that question about the BJ in the shower. Yeah, can you go back and download the video and snip that 8-second clip out and then go to the audio and remove that and pretend that it never happened? And then take out the chat lines. Could you do that for me? I'm having a little bug going. Got a little anxiety. Catholic question. Young Adam Schwab. Is there a rule that couples must have a minimum of 3 kids? I have not heard that rule. I want to thank Kuiper Tree Care. One of you... just signed up to get a job done, and I'm going to be at it. I don't know which one, though, because Ben Kuiper did not tell me. But I will be at your house helping cut down the trees. If you're in West Michigan and you need a tree cut down, you're going to want to reach out to Kuiper Tree Care. 616-828-8225. That number is 616-828-8225. Their team is the absolute best. They show up, get rid of the tree that you don't want. They have the stump ground up. Next thing you know, you're good to go. How about you need a tree trimmed? Maybe there's strong winds or a storm that knocked a tree down. They'll take care of it for you. Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. And that number is good for calling or texting. And please mention me, 616-828-8225. Frank Fuss from mypolicyshop.com. I tell you what, I'm going to have a lot of conversations with him coming up when I find out about what's going on with healthcare in this country. Republicans do not want to offer a tax credit to people utilizing healthcare.gov. The Democrats are like, well, no, you have to. These people can't pay for that. And though I would love to pay less for my healthcare, I understand what they're trying to do. Not up to me. Anyway, all of these questions can be asked if you reach out to Frank Fuss. He can help you with any of your healthcare questions at buyinsurancehere.com. Buyinsurancehere.com. He is the licensed independent insurance agent / broker for this show. Pertaining to cutting trees down, Megan writes, Crocs are good for chainsawing because the blood can get out and let the foot breathe. That's why I wore it. I wore those that time, but I don't anymore. All right. Being that Diddy is being sentenced, I think it stands to reason that he should be your asshole of the day today. Congrats to Diddy for being the asshole of the day. He might even be sentenced right now. I don't know. Perhaps something we'll talk about on the Patreon bonus podcast when that happens. But for now, I'm just counting my blessings that you all are here to enjoy this show. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that we got through the show without it crashing on us. God, that's horrible when that happened. Thanks to you. Have a good one, folks. Talk to you later. Till next time.